KBOE Live and local, and it's time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday morning, we say hello to Candace Wakeman, Marketing Manager, ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well.
Happy holidays to you.
Yes, happy holidays.
And I guess over the river, through the woods, to grandmother's house we go. Candace wants to talk about some holiday traveling tips with us here this morning.
Yeah, so many people are probably getting ready to hit the road for the holidays, so I thought a good topic for today would be how to budget for your travels over the holidays. So the first thing to do is to make a checklist, because, you know, you want to make sure you have everything you need for your trip. If you plan ahead, you're more likely to spend less, too, which ultimately results in being more prepared for your trip as well. Second, use gas-saving tricks, such as researching where the cheapest it is to get gas, and then plan to stop there to fuel up. There are so many resources out there to help with this, so make sure to check those out. And then use cruise control when you are out there, and make sure your tires are properly inflated. I probably should take my own advice, because sometimes I don't do this. But the little things can really add up over time, especially if you have a long trip ahead of you. Pack snacks for your family in the car. That way you aren't spending money at those convenience stores, and then you can also eat healthier this way, too. If you're flying, stick to just your carry-on, because this can cut spending with your checked bags. And, you know, this also limits the risk of losing your luggage, which is never fun either. If you're flying and have gifts, remember, good gifts come in small packages. So think outside the box when it comes to flying and get gifts that can easily pack in your luggage. It's no secret that traveling can add up over the holidays. So hopefully these few tips will help you save money this holiday season. And, you know, with some careful planning, you can make this holiday season one to remember.
Nicely done. A little less stress if you follow some easy, simple guidelines. And you can save some money and get there safely, too. So good information from Candace Wakeman here this morning. Well, before you go, Candace, how about a money message?
Well, I just, again, wanted to highlight our holiday hours again. All of our bank locations will be closed Saturday, December 24th for Christmas Eve. And then we will also be closed on Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas Day. Year-end transactions will need to be finalized on Friday, December 30th. Our lobbies will be open until 5:30 p.m. that day, and then our drive-thru will be open until 6 p.m. that day. And then all of our bank locations will also be closed on Saturday, December 31st for New Year's Eve, and then Monday, January 2nd, will also be closed in observance of New Year's Day. So just make sure you guys check those hours and make sure we're open, and just kind of check in with us if you guys need anything.
Wonderful information. Thank you, Candace. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, Ron.
Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.